Hi, my name is John.
And my name's Chris.
And this is Stay on Target.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Stay on Target. We are your hosts.
You can follow us online at stayontargetpodcast.com.
That's right, John. We are pre-recording this.
Pre-record!
As we speak, you and I.
Yes.
In the future.
We're literally running.
We'll be running, this will be Friday, so it will be running
Friday morning.
10K.
No, yeah, Friday morning, 10K, yep.
So what we're doing is we're going to Disney World, we're doing Run Disney, we are doing the Dopey Challenge,
the which Dopey Challenge
is 4 races over 4 days.
Yep.
It's 5K
yep.
on Thursday, 10K on Friday, half marathon on Saturday, and full marathon on Sunday.
Yep. And this encompasses two different challenges, Chris.
Yes.
Let me just lay this
out there.
There's
a goofy challenge.
There's the goofy challenge, which would be like the half marathon and marathon combo.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like if you want an additional level of crazy, let's just throw in the 10K and the 5K and then make it the Dopey Challenge.
Yes, so, because you're dopey.
Because you're both goofy and dopey.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing right now.
You're probably going to be a little bit grumpy as well.
That's why we're... Oh, man.
That early in the morning?
Oh, man.
Might be a little sleepy. Could be a little grumpy.
I'm going to tell you right now, you don't mess with me in the morning.
I won't mess with you in the morning.
You just nod. And
I'll just be like, sup.
Yeah, it's the sup. And
sup. Fist bump, that's it.
This is the thing. I am deceptively... Like, there are things going on in my mind in the morning. Most of it is me filtering out everything negative and only letting out the good things.
There you go. I like it. I like it. So it's like with all that mental energy that goes into that, you don't have really much mental energy for almost anything else.
No, nothing else.
Okay, so another thing about that is that's going to be awesome is actually going into the parks and things like that afterwards, like walking around.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
Going to be great.
Yeah.
We should do some like videos and pictures and things like that and post them to our social medias.
Yes.
So they might only be, how long does Instagram let you do? Like 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Less than that.
Or 15?
Probably less than that. 15, 15 seconds?
Yeah.
15 seconds. Then we'll be doing some cool videos. Maybe we'll do some shout outs or something like that on our Twitters.
Yes.
Which you can follow us at.
ChrisWright250.
And JohnWright777.
And at Stay on Target Pod.
Yeah, so honestly, we'll probably have tweeted out, like, you might be able to follow us around, like, if you really want to be up that early in the morning,
yeah.
or if you live, like, in a different place, you
yes.
know, you could follow us.
If you live on the West Coast, you're screwed.
Yeah, that's... Unless you work like third shift,
then it's if like, you happen to be up late.
Yeah. You know, that could be totally fine. Anyway, but so yeah, because it'll be what time? Like every race, I think starts about 5:30 in the morning.
So it'd be like 3.
Like
in,
yeah,
in the or 3:30 in L.A.
Yeah, that's crazy. Or I think it would be might be earlier than that because it's like it's East Coast time.
Time.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'd be 2 in the morning. So
yep.
you might actually be up that late.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you're online playing some Destiny, playing
exactly.
some Call of Duty, maybe playing some Titan. Just, hey, hop over, see how we're doing on the race. Shoot us a tweet with some encouragement. I'm good with that. So,
yeah.
That'd be awesome. So, follow us out. Chris.
Yes.
Last episode, we did a wrap up of 2014.
Yes.
We shared some of our favorite things in 2014.
We did.
Everything from TV, movies. We did a book, like graphic novels. Another book I forgot to mention, Chris. Oh my gosh. And a record. Yeah. T Swizzle's record,
yes.
Taylor Swift. I forgot to mention the book S. The novel.
Oh, you read that this year.
I read that this year.
I need to read that still.
It's so freaking good. It's interesting. It's such a weird experience of like
we
that you
gonna
can
review
only
that.
Have. We were going to review that.
Oh,
I didn't finish it in like in a timely manner though. I think I it, once I got started though, it was hard to put down. But you have these like concurrent like these stories that are completely different.
Yeah.
But they're going at the same time. One of them is told completely with no sense of time, and so like
that's cool.
some things are like later. And I don't know. It's such a crazy story. But everybody should check out S. But yeah. So we did that wrap up. We're done with that. We're
yeah.
done with it now. 2014. We've packaged it up. We've thrown it away. We've burned it. It's gone, Chris.
Yep.
2014
is no more.
Gone.
Dead.
It's dead to us. 2015 is here,
yes.
and as we've already discussed, we're doing some epic things in 2015,
mm-hmm.
and there are some crazy things that are going to happen in 2015, or supposedly going to happen in 2015, and this episode is all going to be dedicated to the 2015 preview. This is like if we had a time machine, we have come back from the future,
mm-hmm.
and we are here to report
yes.
what 2015 is going to be like. That was a gigantic sneeze.
Sorry about that.
Oh my gosh. What in the world? That had like the wind up on it too. It was like the this gasping breath beforehand.
Well, I think part of it is I put my face up against this big ball and like my nose is right here breathing in whatever dust particles are on the top of it. And so I just, you know, I take a breath and something goes up there.
So yeah, if nobody's watched our videos of like us doing the podcast, we have a Chaotica eyeball for Chris's microphone, which is this big foam, like, I don't even know, it looks like a cue ball or an eight ball hovering over the mic, and so like dust would settle on top. That's what he's talking about. That's hilarious, Chris. It was one of the biggest sneezes I've like in recent memory.
That's amazing.
Oh, gosh.
So what I was going to ask was, would you like to cover movies or games first?
So we're doing it in like categories,
yeah.
Big long categories. Uh-huh. Let's cover, why don't we cover movies first?
All right.
I feel like that'd be fun.
Okay.
Which one would you rather do, Chris?
It doesn't matter to me.
Oh, I feel like there's going to be more games maybe that we will talk about. So maybe we should start with that. Just rock through that.
Okay. Let me switch over to that then.
I'm sorry, I threw a monkey wrench in your plans.
All right,
pulled an audible.
We have a plethora of games coming out.
A plethora, I like it.
I'm not going to talk about all of them. I'm just going to talk about the ones that...
It's the highlights, man.
Yeah.
It's the stay on target picks of 2015. Like I said, we've come back from the future. We know what's going to happen. We know what the best games are going to be, Chris. Yeah,
so we're going to go in chronological order as far as like release date, and then like the ones that don't have release dates we'll talk about afterwards.
Gotcha.
So it looks like in January... Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out for PC.
Okay. And that, the fun thing that's going to be with that is going to be people doing mods to
yeah.
it. Like the modder community is going to go crazy. So yeah, that'll be fun for them.
Oh yeah. Resident Evil Remastered is coming out for every console, which will be really cool.
Another remastered game.
Yep. We have Grim Fandango, which is another remastered game coming out for PS4 and Vita.
That one's super exciting though.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about that.
I am too. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I've never played it and I'm going to play it. Evolve comes out in February.
That's the first like big one that I know of like of 2015 that I'm like really looking forward to it. Whenever yeah. I played the beta, isn't there going to be another beta as well at some point?
It's going to be another beta exclusive to Xbox. It should be coming soon.
Yeah, soon, very soon, like January.
It's right after the the Halo 5 beta ends.
I see. So it'll be like end of January.
Yeah, so like February, I would assume that like the game's gone gold by that point. It comes out February 10th, so I guess like any changes that they make based on the beta, they'll have to be like a day one patch or something.
Yeah, and like that was fun last time I played it. It wasn't really stable. Like whenever I could get into a match, it was fun, but it was hard getting into a match with friends. Like whenever I would get a group of four or five friends together, we couldn't find a lobby really. We would just kind of sit there and let it spin, and some people reported like spinning for like hours and hours and hours.
You know, it took me like an hour to get into my first match.
Yeah, you basically just like hit the you know, hey, I want to get in.
Yeah.
And pull open your Vita or your 3DS and like play there.
I'm going to be interested to see the sales on this thing.
Yeah.
I'm not super pumped about it.
Yeah. I mean, gameplay was fun, but it is a multiplayer game. And so like, unless you can really do that well and like keep me in, like into it, there's really no reason for me to play this a bunch. Well,
it's going to depend on the game modes that are there. Do I have to, like, you know, like, do I need four friends like I do in Destiny to, like, actually succeed at taking down the monster? Or, yeah. You know, like, I don't know. Like, we'll see. We'll see how it does. I'm really interested to see how it does.
Yep.
Kirby and the Rainbow Curse is coming out on Wii U February
13th. Looks super
13th.
Cool.
Yep. Resident Evil Revelations 2, Episode 1. It's coming out Xbox One, 360, PS4, PS3, PC, February 17th. Another big one. Actually, probably, honestly, PlayStation 4's first big exclusive in a while. The Order 1886
Boom.
Is coming out February 20th. I'm super pumped about that
looks
game.
Looks really fun, dude.
I really want to get that game.
Like, it depends on what the gameplay looks like, but the aesthetic and like the setting, it all looks really fun.
Yeah.
Kind of like this... almost you're looking at the past, so it's like this Victorian London, mm-hmm. But it's got like some futuristic elements, like they have radios but it all looks really authentic,
yeah.
Super authentic presentation there.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I cannot wait. It's gonna be one of my.
You know what, Chris? You said you can't wait. You're gonna have to wait.
Well,
boom. Okay.
March. Oh, hang on. Oh, sorry. Also, in their Resident Evil Revelations 2, Episode 2 comes out.
So they're doing the episodic thing similar to the way that...
So let's just say Resident Evil Revelations 2 is coming out next year.
Yes.
March. Looks like we've got Resident Evil Revelations 2 finishes, so...
So it's only three episodes?
It's four episodes.
Four episodes, so we wrap that up there.
Yep. Both Battlefield Hardline comes out, which we played
The beta, the beta, or alpha. Was an alpha or a beta?
It was an alpha. You're right. Right after E3.
It was fun. I don't know. Like it really has to like reach out and grab me, I think.
So I've always been like, I've never been a super fan of the Battlefield multiplayer.
Yeah.
I've played every single Battlefield single player campaign out there. And it just kind of depends. You know, like, I liked Rush mode in Battlefield 4.
Yeah.
I don't know if this has Rush anymore, but there was a couple modes that we played during the alpha that I liked.
Yeah.
You know, like, I like the more objective kind of based modes in Battlefield than I do, you know, like,
just team deathmatch or whatever.
Yeah.
Or even, you know, it's... Because this one centers around, like, cops and robbers heist and that. And so, like, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. In a multiplayer fashion, as well as in the single player fashion.
Right.
So it'll be, this is one I've got my eye on, but I'm not a huge, like, just like you, I'm not a huge Battlefield super fan. We have friends who are, and they will eat this game up probably. Yeah. So
March actually is a big month. We have Devil May Cry Definitive Edition. It's another remake comes out. Final Fantasy Type Zero comes out. Project Cars comes out for Xbox One, PS4. PC.
Man, I feel like that's been in development forever.
It has, and honestly, it's kind of entering into a market that's kind of like, okay, we just had a bunch of car games. We had The Crew, we had Forza Horizon 2, we had Drive Club, which was terrible. But, or not terrible,
not
we
terrible,
just couldn't
nobody could play.
And so it's more of a simulation game. So, I don't know, maybe the car fans will love it.
Well, maybe people on PS4 will go all nuts for it because they can't get into Drive Club, so.
Well, and it looks beautiful is the thing. It looks really good. Then we've got Bloodborne as the other PS4 exclusive coming out in the spring. It's weird, you know, we have two, February and March, you know, they're coming out like that. Although, to be fair, the Order was supposed to come out this past fall.
Right. Well, honestly, whenever they were starting to delay things, the first delay period was like, okay, so March. Like, that was kind of the first, I guess, thing in 2015 that they could delay it to. And I think March has become more of a bigger launch period because we had Titanfall last year.
Yeah. Like, March used to be anything.
No, it used to be nothing until summer, you know?
April, we've got Dark Souls 2 remake coming out for next-gen consoles.
So that's like another remastered thing. Yeah. You know, we're getting a lot of those, Chris, and a lot of those that, like, I'm not super excited about, or, like, I feel like a lot of people aren't super excited about. So, like, we'll see how it goes. I mean, honestly, they sell well, though. Like, remakes like that sell well.
Yeah.
And again, like I said last episode, if they made a remastered version of Red Dead, I would buy at least one copy.
What's interesting about Bloodborne and Dark Souls is, like, they're really close to each other. And March 24th is Bloodborne, then Dark Souls 2, the Scholar of the First Sin edition, comes out April 7th, which is just a couple weeks later.
Yeah.
It's like those are, like, very similar games.
Yeah, and, like, honestly, they've called, like, Bloodborne the spiritual successor almost to Dark Souls. And so, I don't know, it's like, you're right. It's weird for them to bring out almost two competing games around the same time. I don't know. I feel like Bloodborne's going to do better, though.
Yeah, and honestly, it's more accessible as well.
Correct.
Also in April, Mortal Kombat X releases. I cannot talk.
All your base are belong to us.
Yes. Mortal Kombat X releases. I'm super pumped about it.
Dude, it's going to be a crazy fighting action. Like, I'm not much for, like, a fighter or, like, fighting game fan, but I feel like Mortal Kombat is the unifier, like, of all of the people, you know? It just unifies the nations.
Yes. I usually buy, I just bought Injustice. It was on sale for, like, $2 on over the Christmas season or something like that.
So once you hit that price threshold of $2.
Yeah, I'm buying a fighting game.
I'm buying the fighting game.
No, it was on Xbox 360 for, like, super cheap. And then later, I think it was actually free on PS4 for PlayStation Plus.
Just had to one-up them, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Well, they also got the Capcom deal, and so, like, I think that they might be trying to get more into the fighter market. Whereas Microsoft has Killer Instinct and that sort of thing. Maybe Sony is saying, hey, they have Killer Instinct. They have something that they're not going to be marketing your game as hard as. Why don't you come over here? We're going to be marketing it harder. So, yeah,
yeah, for sure. Then in June, the game that we've all been waiting for.
Holy cow.
The hero that we deserve.
I hopefully you're going to say what I think you're going to say. What if you're like Mario or
Batman
something?
Arkham Knight.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
June 2nd. I'm super pumped about it. Just next-gen consoles and PC. I mean, it's the conclusion to the Rocksteady trilogy of Arkham games.
There's only one thing you need to know about this game, though.
Okay. What is that?
Batmobile.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. That's the thing.
I mean, like, just to be honest, it's like so many times, like, you see cutscenes with the Batmobile in it on the previous games, and people are like, man, I want to drive the Batmobile. And guess what?
Yeah.
They've decided to do that.
You know what this means, though?
What does it mean?
It means I have until June to play Arkham City and Arkham Origins.
You can leave out Arkham Origins if you want.
Okay.
Like, that's the thing. It's like, while I played it, okay, so, but I had no desire to complete everything. Like,
yeah.
I finished the main story, but it's like there was no real desire for me to go around and do all the collectibles. So if you really wanted to finish like the main story, just do that.
Yeah.
You know, don't do all of the big stuff like with the AR stuff, like the training and that sort of thing. So I mean, just stick with the main story if you're gonna do it. Don't go after
everything. But at least Arkham City.
Arkham City, you absolutely have to. Anybody who's a Batman fan and hasn't played Arkham City, man, you are missing out on one of the great Batman stories. I will say that.
It's amazing.
Just leave it there.
Now we enter into the games that have no release date. so I'll just, like, any of these ones that we want to talk about, we can talk about.
Yeah.
iDarb comes out for Xbox One. I'm looking forward to that. Adrift comes out for Xbox One, PS4, PC.
That looks cool.
Adrift looks really cool. We saw the preview for that at the games.
That was the game
awards.
The game awards.
Yeah.
Did you almost call it the game show?
Yeah, I about call it the game show.
The game show.
Bastion comes out for PS4.
Cool.
Battleborn, Xbox One, PS4, PC.
Mm-hmm.
Below, by the same people who made Limbo, coming out for Xbox One and PC. Have you played the rest of Limbo yet?
I'm like most, like, I don't know. I played a little bit more. Like, okay. I'm not, I can't like say what percentage I am through because I'm terrible at puzzle games and puzzle, especially puzzle platformers. Like, that's just, I don't know. There's something in my brain
I can't connect with. I need to take like a day soon and just stream that whole game. Play it start to finish.
You need to
stream it all.
You need to record it as well. So, like, and so I can go and watch you play
there
the
you
puzzles.
Go.
And then, like, if I get stuck, I can just look up on your playthrough.
There you go. That sounds good.
That'd be awesome.
Broken Age comes out PS4, Vita,
yeah,
and PC. Dead Island 2 comes out for Xbox One, PS4, PC. I played the first Dead Island. Wasn't super super excited about it.
Yeah, Dead Island 2.
I didn't complete it.
It got big cheers at E3 whenever they announced it, but I mean, I don't know. Dead Island 1, I never played it. Didn't really strike me as a game I wanted.
Here's
to play.
One that we are all excited for.
Oh.
The Division, Xbox
the
One,
Division.
PS4, PC. So, like,
do you think this is really going to come out next year?
Yes.
You really do?
Because it's already been delayed like twice.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I don't. It's so ambitious, and it's like if the online problems persist with a lot of games these days. We talked a little bit about that in the last episode. I don't know. It's like it seems like this might be a game that might be beginning of 2016. I don't know.
No, it's gonna be this. It's gonna be. I don't know when it's going to be, but it's going to be this year.
Okay.
Like, they've been working on it for far too long. They've been promoting it for far too long. We've seen things for like 3 years.
So you're saying Christmas 2015, after I have watched certain movies that we'll talk about in a little bit that involve wars and big burning balls of gas in space.
Oh, Star Wars?
Oh, no, no, that's not the one. It's a different one.
What are you talking about?
No, that's the one that I'm talking about. After I've seen that, I can go home and I can play this game,
the Division. I think so, yes.
Okay.
Yes. I think it will be early. I think it will be like September, a September game or something.
Really?
Like that.
That early? Man,
I
that
mean,
surprises me.
Because what else is going to go in September now? Like, Destiny was the September game this year.
That's true.
You know, like, and while this is not Activision, this is Ubisoft putting out a huge game that's going to suck up a lot of time.
Yep.
And I can see them putting it in that place.
And they've already got Assassin's Creed and stuff like that, you know, that are
it'll come out in October.
Later, so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm super pumped about it.
Yep.
Cannot wait. Elder Scrolls Online comes out for Xbox One and PS4. It's already on PC, and it's been doing pretty well from what I can tell.
Yep.
Geometry Wars 3 Dimensions is coming out for Vita. I'm excited about that.
Are you?
Yes. Halo 5 Guardians, Xbox One.
So that's one that I do you think, I mean, obviously that's probably coming out. I mean, we have the beta, we have the multiplayer beta. And so I think that's going to be ready. I think they've been working on that for a great long time. And I think that's definitely coming out.
Yeah. Homefront, The Revolution, Xbox One. It's a continuation of the Homefront story, different developer since THQ went under. And yeah. So like we'll see how they do with the story.
Was this something that after THQ was involved in before they went under, and then somebody just bought them from them? Like, what story is there?
Yeah, well, like, you know, the first one, like, the story was good. The gameplay wasn't that great. I'm hoping that the gameplay catches up with this, gotcha. With this release.
With a different developer, they can focus a little bit more on the weaknesses.
Right, yeah. Correct. Okay. Just Cause 3 comes out for Xbox One, PS4, and PC.
There's a lot of people that are excited about that one. I don't know. I never played the first one. Did you play the first one?
Yes.
Or the second one, rather, Just Cause 2?
This is the thing. Like, you know, I like open world games, you know, that let me do anything or whatever. That's fine. Although I'm not going to spend all my time doing that, you know. Yeah. But I feel like that's a lot of the point of Just Cause 3, just doing things just to do it, you know. It's like, yeah. Okay, well, you know, while that's fun, like, I still like there to be, you know, a point to what I'm playing.
That it's not just a gigantic sandbox. You can do anything you want in. You want a more of a mission-based yeah. kind of thing. Yeah.
This is something I don't really know what it is. Maybe you do. Mario versus Donkey Kong, Wii U.
They've done games like that before. It'll probably, I mean, honestly, like, Nintendo has been hitting it out of the park with almost every game that they have, like, yeah. with, on the fun scale.
I mean, are they going to fight?
I think they probably will have, like, levels where they're, like, platforming together. And, I mean, it's probably going to be a fun, like, you know, couch co-op game for you to play together. And you can choose characters from Donkey Kong or characters from Mario and maybe go up against each other in some of the mini games, that sort of thing. But
that's cool.
I think Nintendo, these days, it's interesting that they're putting more nugget-sized products out there. Like, they just had the Treasure Tracker, Captain Toad Treasure Tracker. And it was less expensive than a full-on game. And it's kind of a standalone thing that doesn't have the backing of like a AAA huge $60 game, mm-hmm. but it's like it doesn't need to because it's just really fun, you mm-hmm. know, that sort of thing. So I would be interested to see if this is going to be something like that, like a smaller pocket sized game that they can bring out mm-hmm. around the same time. So yeah.
Looks like we have Mario Maker Wii U.
I'm excited for that game. That yeah. looked really cool at E3, what we saw of it. So build your own Mario levels and combine all of the different types of Mario games, like all the way from back in the day, vintage Mario, all the way up until, you know, new Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, this is something I would spend a lot of time doing, I think.
Yeah.
And while I don't have a Wii U, it almost makes me want to get a Wii U to do that.
Dude, Wii U is becoming... I don't have a Wii U either, but Wii U is becoming one of those consoles that it's like... How can you turn down? Because you have Smash Brothers, you have Mario Kart, you have Treasure Tracker, you have Mario Maker. It's becoming harder and harder
to ignore.
To ignore, yeah, because yeah. it's only you
Zelda.
Know,
the new Zelda.
Yeah, the new Zelda looks amazing, and it's going to be it's less expensive than the other consoles. And yeah. so, I mean, if you can pick up a bundle, which their bundles right now are amazing, where they include like two or three games. And so, honestly, it's like. I could see myself getting a Wii U in the next year or so mm-hmm. just to play some of these awesome games.
Did I say The Legend of Zelda for Wii U?
You did not.
Well, it's coming out next year. And
open
it looks
world
awesome.
World Zelda.
Yeah. True open world Zelda.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. Also, The Legend of Zelda, Zelda Majora's Mask 3D is coming out for 3DS.
Yes. I'm excited for that. I never played the original.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's one of the harder Legend of Zelda games. Mm-hmm. And it's got some cool like mechanics with time, mm-hmm. apparently. Like, you know, it takes place over like 3 days. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain is coming out. I mean, a lot of people are excited about that. At some point, I need to play the prologue to that. I forgot what it was called. So yeah, like I think it will do well. People yeah. will be excited about it. MLB The Show 16 is coming out. I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
This is why, because I think that this year they will probably take advantage of a lot of the power of the PS4 and actually introduce new modes and some additional gameplay options that they didn't in last year's release.
So in last year's release, was that the one that had the face thing that was hilarious? Like,
what?
That was really funny where they would scan like real people's faces into the game and like it would look really like twisted
no,
and weird.
No, you can do that in I think it's WWE, the current WWE game.
So,
No, that this one, like, it was a graphical upgrade for sure. Like, it looked a lot better, but it was basically like the PS3 game, just with updated graphics.
Yeah, I gotcha. I gotcha.
Which is, you know, like, I want him to see, I want to see him take advantage of some of the online functionality and stuff like that. You know, like,
oh yeah,
what else can they do with this game?
Yeah, for sure. And, well, and you have so much online stuff these days. It's like, why not? Why wouldn't you bring that into that game in particular? So
right.
Competitive games just kind of thrive whenever you increase the amount of competitors that you have.
Monster Hunter 4 is coming out for, or Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate is coming out for 3DS.
Yep.
You excited about that?
Monster Hunter, I'm excited for the new Nintendo 3DS. So like whenever it comes to the US, it's already out in Japan, it's already out in Australia, but it has the additional like analog stick basically. It's a little nub up there, but I'm excited for that to come out and to see how Monster Hunter handles with that, because like as it is, you have to kind of like use the touch screen to look around. It's kind of an interesting mechanic. And that's one of the reasons why they came out with the new 3DS, is because they wanted people to be able to control that a little bit easier. They're also bringing Xenoblade Chronicles to the 3DS, and that was another main reason why. And it's got some additional processing power and stuff like that. So, yeah. I mean, I'm excited for it. I'm not a huge fan of like the Monster Hunter franchise, but I'm excited to try it out at the very least.
Ori and the Blind Forest is coming out for Xbox One and PC. That looks really good.
Looks so beautiful, dude.
Yeah.
And so that wasn't that supposed to come out this year? Wasn't it supposed to come out in December?
No, it's always been a 2015 game.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
It was that other one, that like one with the dog. There's another like what was that called? It was another indie game that came out for Xbox One this past couple months or something like that.
Ori and the Blind Forest looks beautiful, dude. The art style of that just looks amazing.
Persona 5 is coming out for PS4 and PS3. A lot of people are fans of the Persona series. Quantum Break is coming out for Xbox One. I'm really interested to see how this works.
What is this game?
It's a game, it's a
TV show. It's a what?
Yeah, it's a cross between a TV show and a game, and your choices in the game affect the TV show that you're watching. So like the idea is like you watch or you play, you know, part of the game and then watch a 30-minute TV episode. And it's like, this is crazy.
It kind of blows my mind. I mean, it's like we've had increasing cutscenes. Like the cutscenes have been increasing in time, and it's like whenever you have a really narratively driven game, the cutscenes can be up to like 15, 20 minutes long, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like going to be weird to see how they can basically take that and transfer that into live action, you know, a live action situation.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's an intriguing concept. I'm really excited because the developer behind it is the same one who did Alan Wake. And so they tell these really cool stories and they deliver really, really good games. But I can't wrap my mind around how this is going to like work. Yeah. So.
Rainbow Six Siege is coming out for Xbox One. We talked about a little bit about this last week. It's the new Tom Clancy game that blew all our minds at E3.
Man, whenever I saw this at E3, I was super surprised because I didn't expect anything like it. And it's a multiplayer only game, and so it looks like every single I guess whenever we were kids, we would play like, you know, we were military guys or whatever. But it looks like a lot like that, like where we would infiltrate our own homes and, you know, all this stuff and like all that. But it looks just like that. And it looks really fun. Or you would like somebody's attacking you and it's like, hey, let's put up barricades and let's do this while but like keep them from coming in. So it really looks like a fun like sandbox play box to be in. You know,
for sure. Rise of the Tomb Raider, Xbox One and Xbox 360.
Only Xbox
for the time being, till probably sometime in 2016.
Yeah,
but yeah, like it's gonna go head to head with Uncharted 4. It's Xbox's answer to Uncharted 4, so we'll see how it goes. Like, I'm pumped. Okay, which game are you more pumped for?
Tomb Raider. Okay. I mean, I'm just more pumped about Tomb Raider. I mean, I love I like Nathan Drake. I liked the last Uncharted. Played a lot of that through like with online with some friends of ours and stuff. But I mean, I don't know. It's like, I just like the story of Tomb Raider. I really liked where the reboot kind of went. Mm. And I really want to see what happens next.
I'm way more excited about Uncharted 4.
Are you really?
Yeah, just from like, I think the storytelling is better. Like the action scenes are more iconic.
Dude, it looks so good at the PlayStation Experience. That whole like sequence of him, like it almost looked like pre-rendered footage, mm-hmm. but then it backs out and this dude's playing it.
Yeah, yeah,
and it
for
was,
sure.
And it was like it even proved that he was playing it because like he fell through the world at one point or whatever. So yeah. It's like, you know, that just impresses me. So yeah.
Although I am excited about Rise of the Tomb Raider. I mean, it was a great reboot. I think I feel like I might. I'm like, I wonder if they're going to give you any kind of like stat boost or something if you played it on. Xbox One.
Well, because you didn't play it through on Xbox One.
No, I played it on PS. I own it on PS4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So that's a dilemma. Mm.
Did I just rent that on Xbox One?
Yes.
Pretty sure I did. Yes. Yeah. I had to hunt everywhere for that.
Really?
Yeah, because like game rentals, like I don't know, like rental stores, like places that will rent you a game, they don't exist as much anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Shovel Knight has been announced. It's coming out for. It's only been announced for PS4 and Vita right now. I assume it'll come out for Xbox One at some point. Like, they want to get it on all
the
platforms.
They want to get it on everything. They've said that before, where they really want to get it on everything.
But they're a small team. They have to start somewhere, and they have to, you know, do it piece by piece.
Well, and it's interesting the way they went about the launch in the first place. They went with the Wii U, and they went with the 3DS. They went with Nintendo platforms because, and their reasoning was, in their Kickstarter or whatever, whenever they did this, their reasoning for wanting to put it on those platforms was that they were inspired so much by NES games that they would feel wrong if they didn't first put it on a Nintendo system.
That's cool.
So they said, we really want to get it on everything. We want to give it to everyone, but let's start here. And I also think that was part of the way that it was successful is because that install base latched onto those games and said, here is a really good game on our systems that is only on our systems.
Yeah.
And it's a third party kind of thing. So they really latched onto it and it gave it legs, and it exceeded my expectations and that sort of thing. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So here's a game that we haven't seen a lot about, Star Fox for Wii U.
I don't know, man. I don't know if this is a 2015 game.
You don't think it's 2015?
I don't know.
What if it is? Oh, I think it is.
Okay, so we saw the last thing I saw of this, like, was Miyamoto sitting there at E3, like it was his little thing. Was like, let me show you what I'm working. And it was like basically like a game demo.
Yeah.
And I want to say that was in the same conversation where he was like, and if anybody wants to help us finish these games.
Oh, he was joking.
I know, but it's like, it just seems like that, I don't know, if there is something that might slip into 2016, it might be Star Fox.
Yeah.
Star Fox, if it's more like the original Star Fox, I'll be so excited about it. But if it's more like Star Fox Dinosaur Planet, it's like, no way. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Here's a big one.
Okay.
That I had forgotten about till just now.
Mm.
Star Wars Battlefront.
Oh.
It's coming out for Xbox One, PS4, PC.
This one rivals my most anticipated game with Batman. Like,
It's like
Batman's on top, obviously. Then right under that is like the Star Wars Battlefront. I feel like that combo is going to make next year great.
Super Time Force Ultra is coming out for PS4 and Vita. So that'll be cool. I own that on Xbox One, but honestly, I really just want that on a mobile platform.
Agreed.
Same thing with Shovel Knight. I want that on a mobile platform.
Oh, agreed. And it'll look great on Vita.
Yeah. Tearaway Unfolded, which is basically a remake of Tearaway that was on Vita and up-resed, is going to come out for PS4.
So I don't know how they're going to do that, though, because on the Vita version, aren't you like reaching on the touchscreen behind it?
Yeah.
Aren't you like feeling through the world and moving stuff? Like how is that going to work?
Well, they can do the front touchscreen stuff with the controller.
Right.
They just can't do the back touchscreen stuff. And they'll have to like, I don't know what they'll do. Like maybe you switch like whether you're poking the front or back and then you still use the touch on the front of the controller.
That could work.
You just use it for both. I don't really know. Maybe you click in on the middle pad to make it switch.
That could work. I mean, honestly, they've probably worked it all out. Obviously they have. But I was just interested to see how that would translate.
Uncharted 4, of course, we already talked about. Thief's End is coming to PS4.
A Thief's End.
Until Dawn is coming to PS4. And then the last one is Yoshi's Woolly World is coming to Wii U.
Looks really good, dude. I love Yoshi games, and just the textures on that look amazing.
Right now, what are your top? Let's do top five.
Oh man, top five. All right, so top Batman.
Well, also actually, it hasn't been announced. We'll have another Call of Duty.
Oh yeah, of course.
And another Assassin's Creed.
Of course. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, Assassin's Creed is technically like we know what it is.
It's the London one.
It's the London one, which is going to be funny because we will have just been there with Bloodborne, The Order. Top games.
Yep.
It's going to be Batman.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Battlefront, Star Wars.
Okay.
It's going to be, Oh man, what do I do next? I think Siege, Tom Clancy. Probably, I don't know, Tomb Raider's up there, and I want to see what The Order's like. I think those are my top five. Like, so like The Order, I think is probably, I'm interested, that's my number four, I would say, and then probably Tomb Raider, so.
I think my top five, number one, The Division.
Oh gosh, I forgot about The Division. No!
Number two, I think is
Star Wars. My number four is The Division.
Star Wars Battlefront. Number three is going to be, probably Batman.
Some hard choices, Chris.
It is hard choices. Number four is Uncharted 4.
Okay.
Number five, I guess Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I guess we have three of the same ones on there, but in different orders and things.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But, dude, yeah, it's going to be a good game for, or going to be a good game for years.
Yeah.
Going to be a good year for games.
It's going to be a great year for games. Like, even looking at this year, you know, like, there were some really good releases, but the bigger ones, you know, were Titanfall, Destiny.
I mean, that's basically the ones that I played a lot, you know. You know,
Sunset Overdrive, there was a lot of remakes. A lot of remastered editions, kind of everyone getting their feet underneath them. Next year, I think, is going to be, or this year, or now.
Yeah, so this year is 2015. Whenever things hit their stride, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Moving into movies.
I was about to say, let's hit some Hollywood.
Okay, so we're going to just like do a free-for-all on these.
Free-for-all!
Movies that are coming out. All right, so things that we think are worth seeing.
Going
possibly.
To be exciting.
Yep. The Jungle Book, it's a live-action Jungle Book's going to come out.
Cool.
It looks pretty cool. Mission Impossible 5, it's coming out in 2015.
That's exciting.
Yep. Peanuts is coming out. I'm not sure what's up with this.
That's like the Charlie Brown thing, right? I mean,
it is, and Steve Martin's directing it.
That seems weird to me. Like, is it going to be CG?
I have no clue.
Or is it going to be hand-drawn?
No idea.
If it's hand-drawn, they need to get, like, Chris Eliopoulos or somebody to do it.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, if it's going to be, like, something like that. Honestly, they should just get him to help with the art on it anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino's The Hateful Eight is going to come out. I'm super excited about that.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if he's reworked the script since the...
No, he's just kind of gotten over it, I think, you know. Which, you know, we've talked about it before. I mean, it's kind of suck having, you know, your script leaked by people that you trust.
By your five best friends or
exactly.
whatever.
Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2 is coming out.
Excited.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna be that's going to be a wild ride.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
You can check out our review for Mockingjay Part 1 that we did in December.
Yes.
Or was that November movie month?
Let me write that down.
Pretty sure it was November movie month, but we'll link to it in the notes on Stay on Target. podcast.com.
Yeah. The Fantastic Four is coming out this year, supposedly.
Supposedly.
I mean, has it been shot?
I don't know, dude. And this is the other thing. This is my question back to you, has it been shot? Does anyone care?
No.
I don't care.
I don't care either.
I don't know. I don't know. It's like the last Fantastic Four we had was pretty bad.
Whatever.
You know, I was just kind of like on it. And yeah. I don't know. There's so many other team-based superhero movies that are out or are coming out that I don't know. I don't know that I really need another one.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. The SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water. It's a live-action SpongeBob movie.
Yeah, it looks crazy, dude.
It does look crazy.
Looks really weird.
Yes.
But then again, it's a SpongeBob movie. Do you expect it to be normal?
I mean, I guess not. Like, it's going to be, I don't know, it's going to be weird to see like what this is going to end up being. Pan comes out. Yep. It looks good.
Yeah.
With Hugh Jackman, and I can't remember who else, but it looks like it's going to be a good movie.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. Mordecai, with Johnny Depp and Olivia Munn. And Ian McGregor and
Ian McGregor, have we seen it? What has he been in recently? I don't know. I don't know. I just I like him, but I don't know what he's been in.
Gwyneth Paltrow is also in it.
In the more recent past. So.
Yeah. The second Maze Runner, The Scorch Trials.
I never saw the first Maze Runner.
I don't think you're missing anything, man.
I need to watch it.
I don't think you're missing anything.
I'm going to watch it, guys. And I will report back whenever I do. I will watch it. I promise. And I will report back with a yay or an A.
Kingsman, The Secret Service, directed by Matthew Vaughn, is coming out with Colin Firth, Michael Caine.
Super pumped about
that. Yeah, it looks really good.
It was a surprise. Like, whenever I saw the poster before I actually saw the trailer, and I saw the poster, I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
And then, literally, the movie that I was in right then, it showed it, and I was like, oh, man, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I asked the question, and then there was the answer.
Jurassic World is coming out.
Boom.
It looks really good. Like, I love Chris Pratt. I love Jurassic Park, and it feels like a good marriage.
Yeah.
Those two.
And I think it visually looked like the other films as well. So, yeah. I mean, I think we're gonna have a hit there.
Terminator Genesis is also going out. Not sure how that's going to be.
Dude, that's going to be a mess. It's going to be exciting, yes. But it's going to be a mess.
Yes. Mad Max Fury Road looks amazing.
Dude, and that one's one that I don't know what to think of either, because, like, you've got so much crazy action in that trailer, and it's all just so goofy. It's like Looney Tunes style, you know? It's like, man, it's just so awesome.
As long as the tone that they strike in the trailer is still there in the movie, and it's just crazy for the sake of being crazy, like, that's... that it will succeed. If it has, like, you know, if it's 3 hours long and has a lot of slow parts and dialogue, no.
Yeah. I'm excited, like, because, like, we have all these movies that are, like that, potentially, that are action movies and are just unashamedly, like, just straight up action. You know, like, the Fast and Furious franchise, like, has turned into. And it's just always been, like, how can we be crazier?
Yeah.
And I hope that this is one of those, you know, yeah. Where it just is, like, who cares if it makes sense? It's just going to be amazing.
Let's just have
spectacle,
fun.
You know?
Yeah. Speaking of Fast and Furious, Furious 7 is coming out. Paul Walker's final film.
Final film.
Final installment in the franchise. Super pumped about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah, dude. Like I said, just huge action, just constantly raising the bar on, like, what you can do.
Jupiter Ascending is coming out this year. The Wachowski brothers' next film.
So a quote from a friend of ours, and he's been on the podcast a few times, Jared, said he thinks that that's going to be the year's first flop. First big flop, yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. And I agree with that, too.
The Wachowski brothers are awesome. Like, Speed Racer, super, like, I really like so many things about
that movie.
Are
you going to go see this movie in theaters?
No, not
exactly.
At all.
It's going to flop.
No, it is. But it's like, I think they do some really cool things with their directing. I just don't know. You know, this one just seems like it's just so out there.
The live action Cinderella is going to come out this year.
Cool.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Taken 3. Liam Neeson just cannot stop things getting stolen from
him.
Dude,
I don't think I ever want to be, like, Liam Neeson's friend, because I will get taken. I guarantee it. Like, just,
yes.
I will be kidnapped, and he will have to come and hunt me down. So, yeah, anyway.
Ant-Man is one of the two Marvel movies coming out this year.
I'm excited about that one. That was the one that had the, like, Edgar Wright? Like,
yes, Edgar Wright.
Wasn't he doing it, and then he wasn't doing it, and, like, there's some weird stuff going on there.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to seeing, like, because I think a lot of the stuff he did was still left in.
Yeah, I think tonally I would imagine it would be in the same space, but maybe script-wise it's a little bit different.
Spectre, the new James Bond movie, is coming out.
I'm excited. I don't know. I love, like, Skyfall. Great, great story. I liked the other two that they've done as well. Skyfall just was super exciting. Like, it was more, had more action. And it had more momentum, I think, than Casino Royale or Quantum of Solace. But I don't know. I mean, they made a lot of changes right at the tail end of Skyfall that I didn't really, I don't know. I'm really not sure about yet.
Well, like, let me read you the plot synopsis. A cryptic message from Bond's past sends him on a trail to uncover a sinister organization. While M battles political forces to keep the Secret Service alive, Bond peels back the layers of deceit to reveal the terrible truth behind Spectre.
The terrible truth. Whenever they wrote that line, they were, terrible truth.
The terrible truth.
Terrible truth.
I mean, it looks cool, though. I'm looking forward to it.
I always like whenever Bond films kind of, you know, come out. So I will be excited to see it.
Insurgent is coming out, the next movie in the Divergent franchise.
Pumped about that.
Avengers Age of Ultron is the other Marvel movie coming out this year.
That's going to be a big one.
It is. And then Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
So
this is by no means a comprehensive list. These are just the highlights that I have picked.
So the last two that you mentioned, I think those are going to be the biggest movies of the year. I also think that we're going to, like... It's going to be strange because a lot of times we only have like $1 billion movie or whatever, like where it makes so much money, or billion dollar opening weekend, or however you want to put it.
I don't think we've ever had $1 billion opening weekend.
Or maybe just $1 billion anyway. But it's just anyway, just huge blockbusters. Like, we usually have like one every year.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to have two.
I'm going to go out there on a limb and say
both Disney movies.
That Star Wars is going to be the biggest movie and make the most money ever.
Like, just ever. I agree.
The new Star Wars.
Well, because you've got fans young and old.
Yep.
And we've been waiting how long for this?
It's, like, think of this in terms of, this is the sequel to Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. And so you've got those people, but you've also got the people who really enjoyed, like, who grew up on Clone Wars, say. Like, who they were their kids.
Yeah.
So we have, like, really young crowd, and we have the people that were around in the, you know,
1970s.
Sitting in the theater during New Hope. You know, you have those people as well. So basically, everyone at your Thanksgiving dinner probably will go see this movie.
Yeah.
Like most people, like 90% yep. of your family will go see this movie.
Yep.
And so
everyone in America has yeah. seen this movie.
Yeah. And it's going to be hard to find tickets.
In the world.
Like as soon as those tickets go on sale, guess what? I'm buying some.
Oh my gosh.
You know, yes. there's no way I'm waiting. It's like, I'm going to put that in my phone as soon as they announce tickets
first,
are going on sale.
Buy them.
I'm going to buy them.
If I see them first,
you.
I'll buy them.
We're going to end up with like 20 or 50 tickets, Chris. It's like, I'm just going to buy out an entire
out the
theater,
whole theater.
And it's just for me to sit there.
Yes.
Just hundreds of dollars for one viewing. That'd be okay. I mean, actually, I really like the culture and like the fun of going to see the Star Wars movies on opening night.
Yeah.
Usually have like a few Star Wars lightsaber duels.
Yes.
In the aisles and things.
Yes. We'll have to dress up.
Dude, I'm totally dressing up.
I call Han Solo.
I'm going to bring my Star Wars 10K medal to this.
Nice.
Thing,
yes. Do
with
it.
The Stormtrooper head.
That'd be amazing.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It would be amazing to dress up like a Stormtrooper.
What are your top five movies?
Obviously, Star Wars, this is the top. Mm-hmm. Jurassic World is pretty close to the second. I mean, Age of Ultron is there as well. Like, the sequel to the Avengers, like, that's going to be good. I haven't seen anything of, like, I have avoided all of the trailers on it, just like I usually do. But yeah, so I don't know anything about it other than Ultron's in it. So it's exciting. I'm excited about it. So that's, like, those are my top three. And then you can kind of slide in some other ones, like the wild card pick that I have is the Kingsman. You know, that's the one that I was just like, oh, well, who knows what this is going to be like, but it looks crazy.
Yeah.
Mad Max is also up there a little ways, but honestly, let's just go with those two as my, four and five is both of those. Hang on. Mad Max, just eliminate that and put in Fast and Furious 7.
Because all right.
That's Paul Walker. We gotta give it there.
I so, like it.
Yeah.
Are my top five, Star Wars, Episode 7, Avengers Age of Ultron.
Ooh, that's your
Did I say
two.
Tomorrowland earlier?
Oh my gosh, that's in my five. Sorry. Let's eliminate, what was the other one that I said, my other wild card?
I don't know.
So we have, okay, so let me list them one more time, my five. Because Tomorrowland, okay, so I accidentally saw this trailer.
Accidentally?
Accidentally.
Isn't it amazing?
It's amazing.
This is why you have to watch trailers,
but
John.
But listen.
Because they're amazing.
But I like happening upon them and going, I don't know what this is. Because like what happened was, I think it was Walt Disney World on my Facebook or on my Twitter or something, posted something, and it was like Tomorrowland. And I thought that I was clicking on something that would show like a, like what's going on in Tomorrowland in that theme park.
Yeah.
Today. And so I click on it and it's like this trailer happens and I was left with this feeling of like, oh, what?
You realize who directed this?
Yes, it's Brad Bird, isn't
yes.
it? Yeah, it's Brad Bird and Damian Lindelof, two yes. of my favorite like movie makers, and
yes.
they're coming together with one of my favorite companies, Disney,
yes.
and rocking something amazing out. So we'll see. I'm really
so yeah,
excited.
Star Wars, Avengers Age of Ultron, Tomorrowland, Furious 7, and Spectre are my top five.
Okay.
That's the games and movie front. What about television?
Television, the one that I'm really pumped about, and we've talked about it on, I think, one of the, either the Arrow or on Flash before, maybe numerous times, I'm not sure, is the Supergirl series that's coming
to CBS.
And it's going to be really cool. Like, it's going to be fun. Same guys who are like those showrunners, correct? Or is it different people?
Yeah, it's the same showrunners for Arrow and Flash.
And so the possibilities of them crossing over are there because the CW is actually owned by the same parent company that is CBS. So it's really the possibilities on that front are exciting. It's also exciting to have Supergirl and have a female superhero in a television aspect and like, you know, a super powered person. So I don't know. It's just, I love all of the things that are going to happen with that. Now, whether or not it delivers on that, we'll see. CBS. I like a lot of the shows on CBS, like Good Wife. That's probably my favorite show is on CBS. But some of the other shows that they have on CBS, I'm just not, not super fan of.
Yeah.
Not that I hate them or anything, but it's just I'm ambivalent almost completely to them.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's not one of those. Hopefully they don't, you know, do it. Hopefully they do it justice. So.
Yeah, I agree. I'm also looking forward to Agent Carter. It's coming out soon.
Yeah.
On ABC.
Yeah.
And then I'm also looking forward to all the Netflix Marvel shows that are going to be released this year.
Yes. On the Agent Carter front, I'm pumped that like they have the storyline going on in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Where Agent Carter, like, they keep flashing back to some Agent Carter footage. So it's unifying both of shows, and it's unifying both shows with the greater Marvel universe because it's Agent Carter who we saw in the first Captain America.
Right.
I'm really excited about that. That one's a kind of one of those that I didn't expect and didn't expect them to announce it. I didn't expect it to have, even like whenever they announced it, I was like, but it's not going to have the same actors and actresses. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, but it totally does. And it seems super authentic. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, I think that's it for right now. I don't really have anything on the comic front that's coming out this year. Do you?
Other than both Marvel and DC always are teasing the next huge thing, the universe changing thing.
Marvel's teasing something big. I'm not really sure what it is.
They've been doing that for years. It's like people have been expecting them to hit the reset button on their universe for years.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I don't know. I don't know when they're finally going to do it, but eventually they're going to do it and it's going to be crazy. But
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But other than that, no. I mean, there's a lot of good books to pick up. So
I think this episode was a longer episode than last week.
That's true.
Whenever we gave a look back. This is the thing. I think we, you know, like, and this is the way it is with everything. All this stuff comes out, all this stuff releases, and then, like, there are very few standouts, which I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know, without the larger group, you wouldn't have those standouts. But it'll be fun to see next, at the end of 2015, you know, okay, which one of these stuck, which ones of these were highlights of the year.
True. True. I mean, or which ones we even talk about even once, you know, or something like that. You know, is the hype train bigger than the actual event? A lot of times it is.
I feel like we'll review the top five movies we just talked about.
Oh, of course.
I don't know that we're like beyond that. Like, we didn't include Jurassic. Well, you included Jurassic World. So yeah.
Yeah.
I think the top five movies we will all review.
Yeah. I think so too. I mean, it's, and especially, the only one that I don't know if we will, you think James, the Spectre? I mean, I would love to.
Yeah. But
it also depends on release dates a lot of times. Like, if they're all, like, if a couple of them maybe release on the same day or whatever,
they won't do that. Like, it'll be interesting to see, like, where those release, you know, like, okay, are they all in November again? Like, everything else every year? You know, we'll see.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that definitely the top fives, both of our top fives we'll probably review. And so we'll check back.
We don't have a another Hobbit coming out this year.
No, we did the last one. And so no more Middle Earth.
Nope. Done with that.
Done with that.
Yep.
It's kind of sad.
It is. But also good.
But also good. Yes. It's sad, but also good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also looking forward to, you know, like, whenever we have the Academy Awards for all the movies about, you know, that came out last year in 2014.
Yes, we'll do another episode about those and about kind of what we think. We may have some leaks by Cheeks again by the agent in the field.
Yes.
Yeah, reporter in the field.
We will.
We'll definitely have some predictions.
Yes. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening. We will be back with a more, like, up-to-date
show. We won't be pre-recording next week.
Next week. And but if you want to keep track of us, again, while we're in Florida doing the Dopey Challenge in Disney World, you can follow us on Twitter at ChrisWright250.
And JohnWright777.
Follow the podcast at StayOnTargetPod and online at StayOnTargetPodcast.com.
The last thing I wanted to mention was we talked about last week on the show. I guess we're going to start doing this in the next coming weeks. If you guys have any questions or topics and want an Interstellar or a Guardians of the Galaxy poster, you can talk to us about your topics, your questions, whatever you want us to talk about. Tweet at us at Stay on Target Pod on Twitter, or head over to StayOnTargetPodcast.com, and we should have a link there for a form that you can fill out with some questions.
I will, like, I want to note that these are exclusive posters that we got by going to the releases of the films.
This is true.
And so one is like the first look Guardians of the Galaxy poster. This other one is just Interstellar poster. And so, like, these are not available anywhere else. You can't buy them
You might be able to go on eBay and buy them.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
But they are exclusive.
Why do that when you can get it for free by sending us a topic or question?
That's very true. And so we'll pick a question. Whenever we get them, we'll just be picking them throughout the months until we run out of posters, basically.
Yeah.
And then then after that, we'll have to find something else to give away. But but yeah, anyway, well, that should take us a while. So if we pick your topic or question, you get a poster.
Yep.
It's as simple as that.
Well, that's it for this week. We'll see you next time on
Stay on Target.